Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, it's your stories about community, told to us at Douglas Park, right here in Columbia. Elfante Stevens told us there's a family-friendly side to the park that's often forgotten about amidst reports of crime.
There's been bad things that happen down here, but there's bad things happen everywhere. So how could this park be judged more than anywhere else? Well, I actually loved coming to Douglas Park when I was a kid because my friends, you know what I'm saying, my friends was here. Their mothers was here. The people that took care of me and looked out for me, you know what I'm saying, people that looked out for my family, you know, they was here. This park has a lot of good memories in it. A lot of good, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good people down here. Even though, you know what I'm saying, some of them might drink or some of them might do whatever they do. You know, it's a lot of good people that come down here every day, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of love that goes on down here.
We met Sarah Smith at the Splash Park where her children were playing. She says her family quickly found a strong sense of community after a move from Chicago to Columbia.
We kind of joke about it because in a year here, we know more people in our community and our neighborhood than we knew in 6 years in Chicago. Like when we first moved here, she's two, and I had a really hard time finding a daycare that would take her just 2 days a week because I only work 2 days a week. And so I have met like three neighbors, and I call each of them. And literally, I was kind of blown away, and they're each like, oh, well, I have a friend that does daycare, and let me call her. And I would talk to that person. They'd be like, no, I'm full, but let me give you another name. And I was surprised by how everyone kind of went out of their way to help us, and they barely knew us.
Chris Allen was volunteering and serving lunch to children in the park, as he told us why giving back to the community is important to him.
You could say these are selfish reasons, but to me, it makes me feel good just to give back and to care. And you know, I think when you foster that sense of caring within the community, you can't help but feel that you're cared about as well as a member and individual in the community.
Officer Renee Wilbarger is part of the Columbia Police Force's Community Outreach Unit.
Community Outreach Unit is a brand new unit that was started a couple of months ago. Basically, what we do is we're trying to expound upon the success that two prior officers had in Douglas Park and take that out throughout the entire community of Columbia and basically help people build relationships within their neighborhoods and within their community to strengthen it, allow people to meet other resources, and really try and bring the community together to help solve some of the issues that they might face.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Sarah Shariari with producers Hope Kerwin and Katie Eisterhold.